Texas and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
Tom Brady yesterday at the White House, pure comedy. By the way, they must have been facing the sun because everyone had aviator shades on, even the president.
Those two lines were delivered better than any line that LeBron had in Space Jam 2.
I mean, I'm not going to watch Space Jam 2 because I refuse to support that. That, and I'm a 30-year-old person who wasn't built for me. Dan, I appreciate you doing the market research. Ryan, I appreciate you having children and watching it for me. My line is in the sand with that guy. But this being said, he delivered, as that's the perfect word for it, the delivery of those jokes, incredible. And folks, if you can't watch that and get a laugh, if you can't hear that and get a smile, we've lost our opportunity to have nuance. Think about time and place and audience, right? Time, place, and audience means a lot. And Tom Brady delivers. And had that have been a different president up there, Tom's comments probably would have been geared towards that president and those who voted for him to be elected. But Joe Biden is the president, and that's the direction that he went. And if you're going to sit on Twitter and tell me that that wasn't creative, like that wasn't good, if you're going to sit on Twitter and tell me that, oh, he's taking shots and, oh, he's abandoned this, stop it. Have a little fun. I don't need you to have a lot. Just have a little. Like, try to find something that's funny or enjoyable. Try to find, like, a group or a club or something, some sort of activity. Join a golf league or a bowling league. Just go do something that is fun. Get off the internet. My goodness. Like, that's an all-time line, a two-piece, extra crispy. And people are arguing about it.
Like, yeah, you brought up the... sometimes you just have to be funny. Like, I don't know. I'm a big Don Rickles guy. I don't know about you guys. Just love him. And that was kind of his thing. It's like, somebody has to be funny. You can't just be serious all the time. And that's why he was invited. I think he roasted Ronald Reagan on, like, inauguration night. Like, whenever that was, what, 81 or 82. But, yeah, I thought it was hilarious. The lines were delivered perfectly deadpan, and the Sleepy Tom thing, that one got me. I was crying.
That was good. The entire thing was great. Like, God bless him. He's doing such a good job. And, it's just that he's an all-time great. The guy's got 7 Super Bowls. Like, it's preposterous. He went and joined a new team and won a Super Bowl immediately. And in a team sport... for a lot of people that don't understand how...
Joined a super team?
Was it a super team before he got there?
No, every team he's on is a super team.
Oh, okay. Because Jameis was there, and he was busy eating W's and doing God knows what else, and it's just like, oh, boy, that's just a disaster. You know the difference a quarterback makes? Speaking of quarterbacks...
I hope they serve crab legs for the dinner.
Boy, that would have been something. That would have been something. That would have been great. I would have been all for that. Speaking of Matthew Stafford, we had some breaking news out of SoCal that's going to affect Matthew Stafford directly. We'll tell you about that and much more as we span the world of sports. We'll try to get you all caught up on all the happenings right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Fear the deer, baby. The Milwaukee Bucks, 105-98 winners last night, clinching the series 4-2. Crowned NBA champions, the second NBA championship in franchise history. Giannis Antetokounmpo with a 50-burger. A 50-burger for the Greek freak. simply incredible. What a scene it was in Milwaukee. What a scene post-game in Deer District with 65,000 estimated in attendance outside of the building. That's like 10% of Milwaukee's population hanging out outside. Giannis with the stogie at the podium and his MVP trophy. And he becomes just the third player ever to have an MVP, a Finals MVP, and a Defensive Player of the Year, joining Hakeem the Dream and the greatest of all time, the GOAT, MJ. So congratulations to Giannis and company. Detroit Tigers in action last night. They won their fifth consecutive game, 4-1. A delayed start. What time did it start? Like 9:20 last night or something crazy like that? They had a weather delay, even though there was no weather. The grounds crew didn't have to pull the tarp. Anyways, they beat the Rangers 4-1. Thank God. Good game there for the Detroit Tigers. Game three is tonight of the four-game series. That's a 7-10 first pitch. Robbie Grossman hit a homer. Tigers just, you know, fifth consecutive victory. Tarek Skubal was brilliant last night. Six innings pitched. Gave up four hits, only one earned run. Struck out four through 83 total pitches. His ERA sits at 4.18. on the season. Bad news coming out of Detroit, and that's Spencer Turnbull. You remember Spencer Turnbull threw that no-hitter against the Mariners back in May. Well, he was 4-2 with a 2.88 ERA and 9 starts this season. Hasn't pitched since June 4th when he went on the injured list for a strained forearm, which is never a good sign. He is going to have to undergo Tommy John surgery, is going to miss the rest of 2021 and probably most of 2022, according to the team's timetable that was announced yesterday. Now to SoCal, that news regarding Matthew Stafford. L.A. Rams running back Cam Akers is going to miss the entire 2021 season with a torn Achilles, an absolutely brutal blow for this organization that, you know, moved on from Todd Gurley, had to cut ties early, signed him to that big deal. It wasn't working out. They move on from him. Here comes Cam Akers, explodes onto the scene, and is just a phenomenal running back for them, averaging 113.1 yards from scrimmage over the final seven games, just a breakout rookie campaign. And who's going to be the guy now? Will it be Jake Funk? Will it be Daryl Henderson Jr.? Xavier Jones, a 2020 undrafted free agent? Rookie Otis Anderson? You do have some veteran free agents available, like Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, Devontae Freeman, former Rams star Todd Gurley, all out there. But it's just like this is horrible to happen. You know, with 2 weeks to go before camp, less than. And for Matthew Stafford, if there's one thing he knows about, he knows he's lived without a run game before. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays a role and a dynamic there in L.A. The first blow to that team. You know, God forbid somebody like Aaron Donald go down. Now you're looking at Stafford like you almost feel bad for him. Guy can't catch a break. Aaron Rodgers, according to reports, declined the Green Bay Packers extension offer that would have made him the highest paid quarterback in the league and would have kept them for 5 years. I don't understand this at all. Why would you draft a quarterback in the first round if you were offered an extension to Aaron Rodgers for 5 years? Maybe nobody understands why they're doing this. Where did this story come from? I'm not doubting the reporting. My question is, who put this out there and what is the point? And Aaron Rodgers, if you would just tell us exactly what you want, we could stop the speculation. But there's some part of me that believes in some weird way he loves this idea that people are going to talk about him, don't know what he's doing. Ooh. It's getting kind of old. I can't imagine being a Packers fan, but I'm telling you from a Lions perspective, I hope he never suits up for the Packers again. Like, go as far away as possible. And two, I'm sick of talking about it. Tell us what you want or stop crying.
The thing is, with this contract extension news, this was reported in May. And Adam Schefter decided to break the news again.
Is Schefter working for Aaron Rodgers?
Maybe the Packers.
I wish.
This was reported in May, and for some reason, Schefter decided to re-break the news yesterday. So
would that be like a fractured news report then? Re-break it. Phoenix Suns star Chris Paul, 36 years old, said he's ready to get back to work. He said he is not retiring. He announced that at the podium last night. The Brooklyn Nets open up as the favorite for the 21-22 NBA title. Lakers and Bucks coming in second and third on that list of teams you might want to place wagers on. Where might be our beloved Detroit Pistons? Well, they're down there at the bottom of the barrel. They have the fourth worst odds there, plus 30,000. They're in a tie with the Timberwolves, the Cavs, the Magic, the Rockets, and the Thunder. Whoever's making those odds must be unaware that Cade Cunningham is going to be a Piston. And finally, Zach LaVine has cleared health and safety protocols. Will join the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team in Tokyo later on tomorrow. That's what we have for the headlines. We'll step aside back with more after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using my code, SHEPBET100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on basketball and hockey or wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Chicago or DC United game. And if either team scores a goal, you're an automatic winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with the coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
X's and Bros here on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you today by TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. Download the TwinSpires Sportsbook app today, and new users can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, from Traverse City down to Toledo, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text us on the Meijer Supercenter text line. Texts are coming in right now. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to the number 21,000. That's right. That's our text number. It's only five digits, 21000. Punch in sports radio. It'll opt in, and then you can send us all the messages you want. Or we're on Twitter at XB Mornings, or on Facebook at X's and Bros, or on television. You can't really contact us that way, but you can watch us if you want. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can find us individually on Twitter, Danny Kalen at Dan in the Studio, Ryan Elke at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Wow, that's a lot to say all the time. Anthony, I saw an article at MLB.com yesterday. Potential trades for each team. Jonathan Scope's name came up. His agent, Scott Boras, looking for a multi-year deal. Do you think the Tigers may keep him and offer a two-year contract since Torkelson is done? That's got to be a typo, right?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant. I don't think Torkelson's done.
No, definitely not.
Maybe Turnbull, but I don't understand why that would.
Yeah, I think that might have just been, I don't know what the autocorrect might have been there for the phone for Steve, who texted in. I can't wait to hear Steve's voice.
We know you have autocorrect problems, Anthony.
Yeah, what did I try to
think the other day? About riveting. It was a very riveting game.
It was diverting.
It was a diverting game.
It was the Steph Curry, Kobe, MJ, LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Shaq. Bench one. What's your starting five?
Oh yeah.
And I tell you,
LeBron. No, Anthony benched LeBron.
Here's my rationale.
No, I got your rationale. No, it all made sense.
But the people need to hear, Ryan. They need to know Steph Curry as a ball handler, as a point guard, as a distributor, as someone who can run an offense and can move without the ball and can knock down any shot. Like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Plus, when you have Kobe at the two and MJ at the three, you have two great defenders there. So even defensively, you could kind of hide Steph a little bit if you wanted to, because he's not as strong defensively as the other two. You're going to have MJ and Kobe, and Don tweeted in and said, you know, I don't need Kobe if I have MJ. Well, I'm going to play MJ at the three and Kobe at the two, because now I have two guys that can play within congestion, right? And the reason I bring that up is
because now you have two guys that refuse to hand the ball to anyone else.
That's and then we found out that's a lie. I just asked Steve Kerr. And that team, Kobe Bryant was going to pass the ball to the clowns he had to play with. Now, Shaq, on the other hand, the 0-4, like, should have passed the ball. They literally made Kobe shoot him, that team, out of the playoffs. Shout out to the five-game sweep of the Going to Work Pistons. But when you look at, okay, so who's going to be your four? Would it be LeBron or Kevin Durant? Because I'm putting Shaq in at the five. Because prime Shaquille O'Neal was not going to be stopped by anybody. Nobody. Not Wilt, not Kareem, not your mother, nobody. Like, that dude was, he had every post move in the bag. His toolbox was full. He could overpower you. He could do it all.
My favorite thing about Shaq was how good he was at positioning himself under the basket. He would, like, catch the ball as he was laying it in half the time.
And like, he's getting post catches so deep, as you mentioned, like, it's in the restricted area. But what are you going to do with a 7'2" guy that's 300 pounds? Like, you're not going to do anything. You're going to get beat into a bloody pulp. So he's definitely playing the five for me. Now the question is LeBron or KD. And I would simply ask you this. Simply ask you this. Who can get their shot from anywhere and is a better shooter? Kevin Durant. I do not want, with that lineup, I don't want to play four or five out offense. What I mean by that is four or five guys outside of the perimeter, because I have Shaquille O'Neal. So we know we're going to have somebody either at the elbow or at the block. High post or low post with Shaq. And he's gonna dominate that 15-foot rectangle right there. So how does everybody else play around that? How do they play within congestion? So much of LeBron's game is like, hey, he's got to have the ball. Everybody else clear out and get out of the way. He turned Chris Bosh into a statue. He turned Kevin Love into a spectator. Like, you can't be anywhere near the basket with LeBron because he has to constantly be going one-on-one. I don't want that. He's a great, he's one of the best players of all time. Just look at the record books. LeBron's name is going to be all over it. Like, the Milwaukee Bucks just won a championship, and here we are talking about LeBron James. Like, I mean, he's done this for how many years now? But I think that he's more of a product of his overall physical gifts and his mental IQ than his actual skill set. He's not the best ball handler in the league. He sure as hell isn't the greatest shooter. It took him forever to develop a three-point shot. Like, what are we talking about here? He refuses to play in a manner that which, like, hey, at your size, like, you should not have to be 30 feet from the basket. Get in a running start with a pick. But that's just me.
Also, congrats to P.J. Tucker, NBA champion.
P.J. Tucker!
Who was part of the Houston Rockets, you know, they're going to win it all team.
Oh.
Defeated every member of the starting five to win the championship.
Wow.
Trevor Ariza of Miami. James Harden, Brooklyn Nets. Clint Capella with Atlanta. And Chris Paul, Phoenix Suns.
Awesome for P.J. Tucker. Vengeance is sweet, isn't it? If they both play 17 games, who has more passing touchdowns this year, Goff or Stafford? Well, Stafford's got Cooper Kupp, which is better than anything that the Lions have on the perimeter. Lions have a better tight end. The question is that with the better defense that the Rams have, your offense is going to get more opportunities. And Jared Goff really succeeded with Sean McVay. You'd think that Matthew Stafford's more talented. So although the NFC West is a more difficult division, I'd have to say probably Stafford going to have more touchdown passes, if I had to say. Off the top of my head, just coming up with that real quick via that text.
And it's – the Rams are going to be better than the Lions this year.
Yeah, huge is crazy.
And the thing is, like, Lions fans, we have to – it's okay for this year.
That's right.
That's okay. 3 years from now, we can be more frustrated. Right now, it's fine. That's how it's supposed to be.
for this year.
Reggie Bush to the Rams. There's another text. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000. By the way, did you see Nick Saban, a.k.a. Coach Saban? Don't want to offend primetime.
Don't want to offend Nick. Or the one reporter who got really upset that someone called him Nick.
You could call him by his first name. A lot of reporters do. They respond to that. I refer to every coach as coach. Visiting coaches, coaches that I played for, opposing coaches, people that are coaching other teams where they're
just coach or by their last name?
Depends. Like if it's, you know, when I was coaching at the high school level, it was, hey, coach, how you doing, to the other coach, and that was it.
I think we're all, I don't know. It's weird because we all grew up as athletes, so it's
a term of endearment.
Yeah,
it's
like everyone that says like, oh, you don't, you know, you just don't call somebody coach after a certain age or a certain whatever.
Yeah, right.
No, I call every time I see my coach pitch coach, I call him coach still.
The great Joe Sanderson, state champion at St. Mary Catholic Central. He was Mr. Sanderson in school. You could have called him Coach Sanderson in school too, because he also taught higher mathematics. In his class was, I mean, there are some school teachers that are brilliant minds, that are great people, that bring out the best. That guy was one of them. Randy Windham, he was a sports memory that I mentioned yesterday with the 16 strikeouts where he turned into Cy Young. That he's Coach Windham to me. Like, that's who he is. He'll always be Coach Windham. I'm not going to walk around calling him Randy. What?
Right, say, I'm not going to meet up my old wrestling coach like, hey, Fred, how's life?
Because Fred's your superior. Correct?
Right.
He was your coach. And Coach Windham was my coach, so he's coach. That's what he is. He's my superior. It's like you're not going to walk around calling the Colonel Jeff. It's ridiculous. We're going to step aside. When we return, we'll talk to Justin Feldkamp. He was live at Ford Field yesterday for Mid-American Conference Media Day. We'll get to some of the hot-button topics the commission, John Steinbrecher, talked about. Yeah, all that and more coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now, and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
10 for 10 is back at Meijer. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save more across the store with 10 for 10 savings on things like Oscar Mayer Lunchables, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 2-liter bottles, plus deposit where applicable, limit 22, Totino's frozen party pizzas, and Meijer reclosable snacker sandwich bags. Plus, Meijer home delivery is just $4.95 all summer long. Enjoy more savings with 10 for 10 at Meijer. Exclusions supply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobile One Synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart, and obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at hashtag pop the tap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's FREDI thepizzaman.com, or email freddythepizzaman@gmail.com.